Mayor de Blasio came to Albany today to ask state lawmakers for more money for education, public health, and affordable housing. He also came to defend various policies, including the city's designation as a sanctuary city. WNYC's Fred Mogul has more.
Staten Island Assembly members Nicole Malliotakis and Ron Castorina, both Republicans, tag-teamed the mayor on behalf of President Trump, questioning de Blasio's pledge not to help the new administration deport undocumented immigrants en masse. Castorina said de Blasio should appeal to Trump to find a path to citizenship instead of risking the loss of billions in federal aid.
Why not focus resources in that direction as opposed to this face-off?
De Blasio said he had discussed immigration reform with Trump and would continue that appeal. But in the meantime, there are moral and economic reasons to resist mass deportation, which he said also makes the city less safe.
If we are cutting off communication between police and immigrants, it has very dangerous ramifications for public safety.
Assemblymember Malliotakis said it's de Blasio who's endangering lives by declining to hand over criminal suspects to federal law enforcement.
Why would you protect individuals who are here illegally committing these crimes instead of putting your citizenry first and foremost?
De Blasio said there are many violent crimes for which the city surrenders suspects to immigration authorities, but he said people shouldn't be deported for low-level offenses such as marijuana possession. De Blasio also said that the money the federal government would withhold would not be billions of dollars, but much less, and his legal advisors believe the city could successfully fight back in court. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.